Welcome back to the clubhouse. Here in the McAdoo studios, Kyle Bailey, Will Stewart, Chris Coleman. These guys from TechSideline.com join us every Friday at 5:05 in the second hour. Final segment with these folks, and we appreciate their time, so we'll maximize our final 10 minutes or so here. One of the biggest topics in Pinehurst Monday and Tuesday was about the college football playoff. You know, the last couple of years it's been, you know, conference realignment and the impending college football playoff and all this stuff, but this year it was which conference gets left out. And you look at the landscape of college football this year, it sure looks like the ACC could very well be the team on the outside looking in. And John Swofford, during the ACC Commissioner's Forum, was actually pressed on this later in his talk, and he basically came out with he was towing the company line, saying, you know, four is the perfect number, and, you know, we're happy with four. We think we're going to play four throughout the entire 12-year contract that we signed, blah, blah, blah. But then he goes, well, you know, if you're talking about football, okay, maybe eight's the perfect number.
Yeah, football in a vacuum.
Yeah, and but then he realized what he said, and he goes, and I'll never forget this. He goes, but remember what I said first. Like, that's what he said. He said, but remember the first thing that I said. That's what you need to write, the first thing that I said. And it was hilarious because he knew that even though he came out and said the right thing up front, his true feelings came out a little bit. And it wasn't just, you know, John Swofford, you know, opening up some can of worms. We all feel that way. You know, well, not all, but most of us feel that eight's probably a better number eventually. And because the first year of the playoff was such a resounding success, it just felt like the next natural step is to get to that number eight. But with four, and not having a Jameis Winston-led Florida State team in the ACC, and not being able to reasonably expect a Coastal Division team like Georgia Tech or even Virginia Tech to step up and be an 11-1 type team or even a 12-0 type team, it just feels like that the ACC, by default, to start out in 2015, would be the conference that you identify as the conference out of the Power Five that does not have a representative in the college football playoff.
I think if you do this for the next 10 or 11 years, which is, I think, is what they're talking about. You know, the BCS lasted from 98 through 2013, so that's 16 seasons.
Right.
Yeah. I think the four-team playoff, I think it goes another 10 or 11 years. It will probably last that long before they switch to eight.
You think so? I'm skeptical.
I'm not a deep thinker about that, so I can't really engage in a discussion about it. But let's just say that's what it's going to do. If you go on with these conditions for the next 10 years, I think the ACC is going to be the conference that gets left out the most. I think your savior there would probably be Florida State. If they can find a quarterback and keep their players out of jail, you know, they're the most likely to go 12-0, 13-0. But you're right, there's just not a lot of schools in the ACC that you can see carrying the lumber like that year after year after year.
You need to have Florida State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech playing at a high level year in, year out, and ideally for Miami to figure it out down there, you know, and to once again be a...
You notice I didn't even mention that.
I know, and that's the thing. And people say, well, you know, they've got so much potential. They're recruiting so well. All of that's true, and I fall right back into that same trap. David Teal called me on it yesterday when I said, you know, they recruited well. They got a ton of talent. The quarterback's a bona fide superstar. And he said, yeah, Kyle, but we say this every year. So what's different about this year? And he's right. They still haven't won an ACC championship. They haven't even played in the ACC championship game since they joined the conference in 2004. But it's still there. And Dennis Dodd wrote a piece about, you know, is it all still about the U? And, you know, and broke it all down about the recruiting rankings and what's there. And, of course, an interview or two with Uncle Luke, which is awesome. But, you know, you need those four teams, Florida State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, to consistently play at a high level year in, year out. And if you get that fifth team, you know, you get that fifth team to join that group, then the ACC is bona fide where most of these conferences are top-heavy anyway. You know, so you don't need the entire conference. You don't have to have
North
Carolina.
You don't want them to be.
Right.
Yeah, you actually don't want them to be.
Right, exactly.
You don't want Duke doing what Duke did.
You want the perception that they are good, but you don't want them to actually be good. Like the SEC. Like, I don't think the bottom part of the SEC is all that.
No, you want national college football writers to start talking about, you know, the Dukes and the Wake Forest in the same way they talk about Kentucky and Vanderbilt. Oh, they're still not great, but they're really getting there. You know,
right.
You want those conversations.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good for a pushover, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
For the team that loses to all their conference games. That's what you want. I think the playoff will ultimately go to eight teams. I don't know when it will happen. It's going to be tough because you in the end, we're talking about school here. And they will find ways to overcome this, but it will take them a while because everybody's second semester starts at a different week.
Uh-huh.
So some teams you're talking about, oh, the national championship game, we could be playing that night and classes start that week, or they started the week before or whatever, and other teams it doesn't matter. But they'll overcome that at some point, I think. Another thing you got to discuss is, you know, is the ESPN money drying up? Because they're getting rid of employees left and right and cutting their budget and things like that. So there's a lot of different factors involved. But right now, I think they're going to stand pat at four for a while. If Virginia Tech can get back to where they were, if the Virginia Tech can dominate the Coastal Division, and they're not playing Florida State or Clemson all that much, obviously, they can get to the ACC championship game in most years like they used to, they'll have a chance to make the playoffs. They would have made it in 2007. What were we?
Third in the BCS.
In the final BCS standings.
They were up there in 2010.
2010 would have been close when they reeled off, 11 straight?
Yeah, 11 straight. They would have been close in 2005 until they lost to Florida State in the ACC championship.
In fact, if
they had beaten Florida State, I think they would have been in the playoffs.
Yeah. So when you go back and retroactively look at it, you know, you can see a lot of these things.
Yeah, that's right.
But the ACC needs those teams that we mentioned, you know, to really get back into a firm, respectable, or to stay in a firm, respectable standing, you know, in the entire landscape of college football. But they're just not there yet. You know, I talked to Tommy Bowden a couple times, not just this past week, but over the past couple of months, and he's just, it's borderline. I don't want to say he dislikes the ACC, but he's so hard on that conference because he says, look, it's Florida State and Clemson and everyone else. He said, we're just waiting for Virginia Tech to resurface. You know, can Georgia Tech do this consistently, you know, with this offense? And even as an ACC fan, you may not like to hear it, but he's right. I mean, he's exactly right. I said, Tommy, who's going to play in the ACC championship game? Give me your pick. And he goes, Florida State and Clemson? I said, Tommy, you can't do that. You can't pick that. He goes, yeah, well, they're going to vote on it. I said, all right, fine. Just we'll let it go. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, it needs to happen this year. We need to capitalize on the gains we made as a conference last year, the last 2 years. Florida State won the national championship, then made the playoffs last year. You had Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl just thrashing the heck out of, Mississippi State, an SEC team. The year before that, it was Clemson beating LSU. Was that in the Orange Bowl or was that in the Chick-fil-A Bowl?
Chick-fil-A Bowl. Yes.
But, you know, look at the teams Clemson has beaten recently. It's been Oklahoma. It's been LSU. It's been Auburn. It's been Georgia.
They haven't won the ACC, but listen to the teams they beat.
They're beating major non-conference, out-of-conference teams. So,
and you couple that with the fact that the SEC is 0-5 in its last big games.
Oh, yeah.
Last five big games, you know, and you know, Auburn couldn't handle a Wisconsin team that Ohio State shredded.
Thrashed.
You know what
I
mean? And just little things. You talked about Ole Miss and Georgia Tech. So, you know, there's more parity than people want to – well, certainly SEC fans want to admit, but a lot of college football fans want to admit. But the ACC still has some holes to plug.
Yeah, they do. But right now we have an opportunity to continue that momentum. And I put a lot of that on Virginia Tech's shoulders. Virginia Tech, I mean, I look at their schedule this year and see the amount of starters they have returning, the fact that they don't have to play Florida State, the fact that they don't have to play Clemson. Ohio State is irrelevant because that's not an ACC game. I don't care about Ohio State when I'm talking about ACC standings.
Right.
I feel like Virginia Tech, I don't think I'd pick them to, but maybe I should. I feel like they should win the Coastal Division this year. They don't have to play Florida State. They don't have to play Clemson. And Georgia Tech has to play both of them.
Yeah.
But they do have to travel to Georgia Tech. And not that Georgia Tech's a pit, you know, but Virginia Tech has had their difficulties.
But they played well there in recent years. You know, the Logan Thomas teams always seem to play well at Georgia
Tech. Yeah, the 2009 team lost down there, I think.
And it's not an intimidating place to play. I don't care what anybody says. I was there on a Thursday night when Georgia Tech was a top 25 team, and Tech went in there as an underdog, you know, and thoroughly beat them up. It's not, you know, it's 50,000 people that get kind of rowdy for a few minutes when they play that dumb song. And then other than that, you know, it's really not that loud in there. It's an open-air press box. I heard it all. That's why I said, you know, Tech fans that have called this show to say, oh, the schedule's kind of tough this year. Why?
It's not, really. It is and it isn't.
But
Tech's been better on the road in recent years than they have been
at home. Yes, exactly. You know, you're not talking about going into these incredibly loud, hostile.
It's not like we're going to LSU again.
Yeah, you're not going to Morgantown, you know, in 2001. That you're not doing that. You know, it's
I wish we were. But we went up to Columbus last year and beat them when there were actually people in the stands.
Yeah.
You go up to Boston and there's 12,000 people there and you play terrible.
I tell you what.
Or go up to Heinz Field and there's nobody there and you play terrible.
Or go to Coral Gables and everybody's on the beach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, we had Jacob Emmert working the game for us in the press box at Ohio State last year, so I was in the end zone, and the Tech players were excited to be playing in front of that many people. There was you're playing at the empty vet at Temple. You're not playing at Boston College with 12,000 people who actually make noise and that sort of thing. So I know we're talking about the ACC, but this makes me want to kind of segue into the overall picture.
Well, we got about a minute here, so you go.
The SEC won however many BCS championships in a row. The ACC's done its part. Florida State won one. The Big Ten has done its part. Ohio State has won one. the Big 12 and the Pac-12 and maybe ACC, Big 10 need to step up and keep the championship out of the SEC's hands. Mm-hmm. So, because that conversation needs to change about how the SEC is so incredibly dominant, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I think it's Oregon's turn this year. Well, won that championship, keep it out of the SEC's hands
and,
again.
And for good perspective on how the SEC has been handling itself lately publicly, read Stuart Mandel's article yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Terrific.
He just thrashed the Southeastern Conference. And I love the Southeastern Conference. I do. I enjoy it, but man.
Cry me a river, Nick Saban.
He went in on Saban, Malzahn, and Gary Pinkel, and it was just delightful to read. All right, boys, we're out of time. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks. Chris Coleman, Will Stewart, TechSideline.com. Follow them on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL and at Will Stewart TSL. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.